Ja, wir haben...
Well, we have a small announcement to make. We've already announced by drips and drabs that we will announce something else. At the end of coming week, we will begin with a grand jury proceeding, which is a procedure which is used in the event of serious crimes in order to present the evidence, the proof available to a jury of 12 jurors in order to prove that the offender has committed a crime. We would deliver this evidence together with experts that we've interviewed previously and other external experts and witness accounts of people who have become victims of vaccination damage. And then at the end of the procedure, ask people whether this, ask the jurors if this is enough to bring charges. What is important is that this is something that will have a global reach and that will show that the whole thing that we've been suffering for nearly 2 years now are happening across the globe in the same way. And that the people who have suffered vaccination damage and other people who find this a bit strange can see that this global constellation is not coincidental and that probably other things are behind this. And we will demonstrate this. We will demonstrate this, and the objective is to use a judicial procedure, a well-known judicial procedure, which will show the individual aspects, not as itemized aspects, but as an overall picture, so that at the end we may bring charges. But that's not the most important thing. It might even be more important to convince the population, the world population, if possible, with the evidence provided, that they don't only have a right, but even an obligation to resist, because this is a matter of life and death. So it is. And this might activate people. There will be a vote at the end of proceedings to see, to indicate how do you see the whole thing. And that might people get off the couch so they take charge rather than leaving it to others. And this may only be the first step, that we're doing to shed light on this within a judicial procedure of the old judicial system, even though we've been indicating again and again that we need an entirely different societal direction. We need a new educational system, a new economic system. We also need a new judicial system. And they're working in the U.S., on the African continent, probably in other places as well, to develop a new judicial system that actually represents the people directly. And that would be step two then. And as a consequence of this trial constellation that we'll have, lawsuits within the old judicial system may result that will then possibly activate some judges who have been keeping a low profile so far. So, as Viviana said, we will use the actual procedures that are still pending, the lawsuits that are still pending in the existing judicial system, in the existing courts. That might be a new drive, not only to inform people, but also that a new judicial system can actually look at these issues, and this might lead to executable, implementable results. And so we'll see you next week.